Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big time offensive breakout for the Tigers. Needed it. Season stays alive. Their two biggest offensive outbursts of the last month have come in elimination games. Game 3, wild card against Cleveland. And yesterday, pushing for a game 5 in Seattle with Scooble on the mound. We've been taking phone calls. We'll keep talking about the Tigers today. We got Thursday touchdown, Dear John at 9:35, and we're giving away Wings tickets. It's a busy time around here. And those who are watching on the Twitch stream may have noticed a wardrobe change.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
John, we've had strobe lights in the studio recently. We've had disco on the brain with what the Lions have done 3 of the last 4 weeks.
And before you even say what you're doing on Twitch, since they can't see you, it's first of all, oh, no, what's the outfit? Put it all in the Chiefs if you're about to do the double-digit disco for the Lions. And follow it up with, you're pretty fly for a white guy.
John, today is the Red Wings season opener. And while everyone is focused on a certain milestone, 100 years of hockey.
Wait, they're going to win 10 games?
Not quite. This will be 10 years without the playoffs. It's a double-digit disco.
What is this?
This is a double-digit disco.
There's such things as negative discos?
I do not think the Red Wings will make the playoffs this year. The time to talk about this is before the season starts. I do not believe this team had enough of an offseason to close the gap and get in the playoffs. No impactful players added, veterans. You're leaning on 3 20-year-olds. I think that's kind of an admission this is a developmental year. And I got to see between the years. McClellan was here last March. I got to see them actually break through. I don't trust Yzerman to add at the deadline if they're in the hunt. And as much as you want to sell me on John Gibson, he will only be as good as the defense in front of him. 10 years without the playoffs. This year, double-digit disco.
They're going to make the playoffs. That's how this works, right? And this is from the heart. Burn.
Yeah, I have tickets. I want to be wrong. I'm excited to watch the young players, but it reeks of we're not making it this year. We're still a year away, maybe another year away, right?
I'm disagreeing with you.
You think they're getting in?
Yes, I do. I like the youth movement, and I think McClellan a full year will matter. And I think I'm not trusting Montreal's rise last year. It was a last 25-game thing. I want to see them do it again. And I think if the Canadiens and Senators are both near playoff teams, it will be hard for the Wings to make it at that point. But I think it's going to turn. I think
there's something to be said for teams like Ottawa and Montreal in this division that have shown they can push through and make the playoffs, as opposed to a Detroit group of veterans that have shown they can't. And if they're counting on Sandin Pelika, I'm excited, but I'm not putting a 20-year-old in my top four and saying we're making the playoffs. That's a developmental year. That's not a serious offseason for a team that's trying to make the playoffs.
If Stevie signed on for this, I think he's ready. And there will be growing pains. Yep. But the fact that Yzerman signed off on him making the roster, I still trust Yzerman's opinion in that kind of fashion. Maybe not at the deadline and in terms of free agency and all that.
Tom, their third line is Kopp and Compher with MBN, who's a 20-year-old. There will be moments, as they say, that will feed families, right? That will give people hope and optimism. But that's not a real third line with Kopp and Compher. And you're putting a 20-year-old seventh-round pick on your first line. You may have a 20-year-old on your top four blue line. Now, it may be the right thing long-term. That is not the move you're making if you're making the playoffs.
John? What just happened?
I don't know. I mean, the comments on Twitch are epic. Absolutely epic.
He looks like Jesus from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Just dumber.
Yeah, the Jesus. No, it's the Jesus.
Yeah.
Costa is going to save Yzerman's job.
Oh.
You're are you really burying the Wings before the season, before the first puck is dropped?
Before season start, we always set the expectations for our local teams. What do you think the Lions are going to do? What do you think the Tigers are going to do? What do you think the Wings are going to do? No, hold on. Everybody's telling me this is a playoff team? That's the consensus in Detroit today is the Red Wings are a playoff team.
I don't think it's everybody. I think I'm in the minority.
Okay, then everybody else can disco with me. That's 10 years without the playoffs when they miss this year.
That's a good omen.
Yeah, I know. It's in fact, not only is it a good omen. Yeah. I mean, this might be a Stanley Cup team by this point.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.